Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us today, we have Chef Lance Lewis, the visionary founder of Tagged Out Kitchen. His innovative approach to wild game cuisine transforms rustic meals into gourmet creations, captivating audiences nationwide with immersive workshops and a commitment to culinary education. And Mr. Lewis, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
And thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So if you would, share the story behind your passion for sustainability and wild game cuisine. What sparked your interest in this unique culinary niche?
Really, it started early on as a kid. Growing up in Louisiana, we did a lot of hunting. Wild game was very much interchangeable with our daily diet. So everything from haute cuisine to hamburger helper, we really just kind of filled that gap with a lot of different wild game. As I grew older and moved out to Colorado and started to hunt, I've realized that people kind of viewed wild game as kind of like almost one trick. You know, everybody had that one roast that their uncle made using venison, or they made jerky or sausage out of a whole animal, and it never really broached the idea of just interchangeability of game meat into their daily diet. And as I became a culinary professional, I started to see that trend a lot through a lot of the students I would teach as well.
Certainly some interesting details there, and no surprise being from Louisiana and the culture down there on wild game. Now, turning passion into a business can be certainly challenging. What actually inspired you to transform your love for wild game cuisine into the thriving brand Tagged Out Kitchen? Get into some of those details.
Really, that came organically through students I had. I would get a lot of questions regarding substituting game meat into like classic Italian dishes and so on. And I started to see a trend of some offerings within the outdoor world itself towards incorporating culinary into hunts. And as I looked into that and dove into that, I saw a lot of good that was out there, but I also didn't see a lot of representation from the culinary education world in it. It was more demo-based, watch what I do, not let me teach you how to do it yourself. And from there, I kind of felt that if you would take a non-intimidating approach both to hunting and the kitchen, you know, that would open a lot of people's eyes towards what's out there and ways that they can incorporate that into their own lifestyle.
Now, how do you approach innovation in wild game cuisine, and what sets Tagged Out Kitchen apart from traditional culinary establishments? I'm sure that would certainly be some interesting information to share.
Well, the innovation within Tagged Out Kitchen really relies on old world Europe. In the U.S., we have a very active hunting society, but the perception of hunters is vastly different than Europe. So in Europe, you know, you have the king's deer, right? Hunting is the sport of royals. In the U.S., I think the perception is maybe it's not exactly the royals that are out there hunting, you know, and by elevating these game dishes and showing the real potential within them and handling them properly, you alleviate a lot of what's perceived as the gamey flavor or off-putting flavors of wild game. And what you're left with is some of the healthiest proteins on earth. So drawing on that old European experience, you know, Germany, for instance, everything in Germany that ends in Jager means hunter, right? So there's no less than 10 Jager dishes out there. So I started trying to incorporate that into my own cooking and start a base of instruction off of that, and really just take time and care into what I'm teaching and how I'm going to present that to people, and really just kind of focus on changing perception that way.
Well, Chef Lewis, certainly great to have you on the program here to talk about Tagged Out Kitchen. We're speaking with Chef Lance Lewis, the visionary founder of Tagged Out Kitchen. His innovative approach to wild game cuisine transforms rustic meals into gourmet creations, captivating audiences nationwide with immersive workshops and a commitment to culinary education. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, can you share some memorable experiences from the immersive field-to-table workshops and private events? I'm sure you have stories to tell that are endless on that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, for me, the most memorable experiences are the first-time hunters. You know, whenever I have a full field-to-table hunt event, we start with everything from basic firearm safety and basic marksmanship all the way through to shot placement, butchery, sausage making, and then into the kitchen where everybody's going to get their hands on. And, you know, the first-time hunters, they come in, they're definitely a little timid, a little unsure, and with that base instruction that we give them prior to the hunt, they go out and have a level of confidence that, you know, empowers them to harvest an animal, know what to do with it, bring it in. For instance, I had a husband and wife come to one of my events, and it's actually really funny that the husband and wife, the husband booked this trip as their anniversary trip as a way that he could go on a hunt. And he sold it as the lodge has a spa, which it didn't. So, but the wife ended up having just absolutely the time of her life, first time hunting, first time success. And I think now in the follow-up, she is just as big of a hunter as the husband.
Well, that's quite an experience shared, and that's almost hilarious how all that turned out, but it was a win-win situation for sure, as you gave us the scenario up to date. Now, also as we conclude, what advice do you have for aspiring culinary entrepreneurs who are passionate about sustainability and want to carve their niche in the industry as well?
You know, the there could be almost a whole interview based off of that question. But, I mean, really, it's as simple as follow your dreams. Don't be discouraged by competition. I mean, in America, there is a McDonald's and a Burger King on every corner, and they both have cars in front of them. But whatever you lock on, do it well. Do the best you can to become an authority in that process. You know, if you go to bed at night and think that you've learned everything about your craft that there is to know, wake up in the morning and try to find something you didn't know. In a nutshell, that would be the best advice I could give anybody, is just keep learning.
And we'll certainly run with that advice, and that can apply to anyone in any industry at any point in life. Really do appreciate your visit and time spent with us here today on behalf of Tagged Out Kitchen. Where can listeners get further details for the conversation, further details, that is, on Tagged Out Kitchen?
My website, taggedoutkitchen.com, as well as my Instagram, which is also under the handle of Tagged Out Kitchen. You know, Instagram is definitely a little more real time and what I'm doing and projects I'm working on. My website goes in, gives a lot of information about the different types of courses I do, calendar links to events I have upcoming. And yeah, definitely I handle my Instagram myself. So by all means, if you have questions on what to do, say you got your first deer, reach out, and I'm always willing to give helpful advice and try to lead people down the right path.
Again, that is taggedoutkitchen.com. Of course, listeners, for your convenience, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast. Chef Lewis, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, thank you, Eric. Much appreciated.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Chef Lance Lewis, the visionary founder of Tagged Out Kitchen. His innovative approach to wild game cuisine transforms rustic meals into gourmet creations, captivating audiences nationwide with immersive workshops and a commitment to culinary education. And for all the details, visit taggedoutkitchen.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.